The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, one of the most well-known sugyas in Shas. In the middle of the page, Itmar, Shomer Shemosar L'Shomer. So this, of course, is on the heels of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hem Bay. So the Mishnah pointed out one who is a socher, who rents a parah mechaver or socher. The Gemara says Machlokes Tanoim, what his status is. Is he a shemachinam? Is he a shemesocha? So someone who socher parah mechaver, and then he shil acher, and then he goes ahead and gives it over to a shoyl. So because of that, the Gemara entertains this sugya of shemer shemasa l'shemem. So it's on page number one of the Rambam Kamos. So the Gemara says, Rabba my potter, Rabbi Yechon my chayev. Rab said the first shomer is potter. The fact that he gave it over to another shomer does not in any way make him liable. And Rabbi Yechon says that not so. Even if we're talking about a shomer, and even of the Shamachinam, but we'll see about that momentarily, or Shamasachar, he's chayv actually for giving it over to another Shomer. I'm Rabbi, the time of the Rav, Rav who says that he's potter, Lomni boy Shamachinam, Shamasach, Shamasachar, Deilui, Al Yilashim Rasa. Here we have, obviously, have a heightening of the Shemira. So the Shemira is being improved by virtue of the fact that you gave it to a second Shomer, you gave it to a Shamasachar, Yor Shamachinam, and the way the Rishonim write, and the Achrenim also bring it down the halacha. They point out that here the Shemer Chinam is only Chayiv Shia, and the Shemer Chinam is only obligated to watch B'mokam Haroi, Mashenkin, the Shemer Sachar, he's Chayiv Gneva Baveda, and beyond that, the Shemer Sachar obviously has to watch it in a Mokam HaBeyotem Meshumar. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, halacha, and Rishonim bring down, that it's not just a question of liability of Achrayus, but also a question of the nature of the Shemira has to be considerably more significant. So the Gemara says, Lo mibay shemachinam shemasa l'shemesocha duli al yilashmiraso. Afil l'shemesocha shemasa l'shemachinam, even if the Shemira is going to be lessened, will undergo a diminution. Digurei gar l'shmiraso potter. My taima, da masa l'bendas. This is the svara for the position of the Rav, who says that the Shomer is potter. And these parts of the Gemara says, we'll discuss this momentarily, because he gave it over to a bendas. It means essentially that you gave it over to someone who is a kind of shliach. You could even say here, shulcha shalom kameisai, and therefore you are not responsible. The Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Yechayev, the Gemara says, Allah mevav and aleph here, lo miboy shemesocha shemasa shemechinim zgui gar l'shemerasa. Obviously, if you give it over to a shomer who's of lesser stature, so the shemir undergoes a diminution, and obviously because of that, you're going to be chayev. And afilu shemachinim shemasa shemesachar, even if you heighten the shemira, chayev. The amalei mitzvah shebikdoni biad acher. So here we have the two svaras that I mentioned in Rishonim. So the Rishonim here, and here you'll see in the Maamar Kamos, we'll start with the Ramban on page number 3. This is the sheet of the Ramban and the sheet of the Rashba. On page number 3, you can see the Ramban, and we'll see the Rashba momentarily on page number 5. But when the Gemara said, according to Rav, that Yapater, says the Ramban, Pirush Legamri Potter. The Aloch is Yapater entirely. You have no Chiyuvim whatsoever. V'lo Mishloi Dina B'hadi Klal. And the Bailim has absolutely no recourse. He cannot come to you, even though you gave it over. If you gave it to another Shomisacha, means of equal stature. And the owner has to deal now with the second Shomer. What happens if he left the scene or he became impoverished? Ve'elon l'shalim klum. Potter means even though the second shomer disappeared, he's no longer on the scene, or he becomes impoverished, he's not able to pay the bailim for what happened, the first shomer is completely exempt. Mishum damalei ukrusel gabre b'charikoi. I gave you someone to take care of it. That's what the Gemara means. Masal ben das. V'chein im mesar l'shem achinam patur abisham. Or even if he gives it over, not only to a shomer sacha, but to a lesser shomer, he's also patur. Atsheish biu b'alam esashen ishlo pasha. So essentially, the Ramban and the Rashba also has a similar kind of position. If you look on page number 5, you'll see the Rashba. It's a very lengthy Rashba in the Shin Kubetzes, but the Rashba also, of a similar nature, assumes that the first Shomer is completely potter. Look at the beginning of the Rashba, where it says, Hodi Omar, Rav, Shomer Shemasa L'Shem V'Potter, Potter the Gamri Komar. V'nichna Shomer Sheni Tachtov. V'ilu Ratzah Shomer Rishon, Doche Esamavkir Hitzal Shomer Sheni. He has the right to go ahead and tell the Bailin that I'm not La Bal Dvarim Didiat. I'm not the one you should be going to. You should be going to the second Shomer. Even if the second Shomer committed an act of malfeasance, Yapshia, he was negligent, I gave you someone in lieu of my Shmira, and that person is a Ben Das, and therefore he's the one who's going to be responsible.
Why is Ben Das good enough?
What?
Why is Ben Das good enough?
Why not? We'll see. We'll discuss in a few moments what the Svaras are over here. That there's a famous, probably the most famous Abchaim in the Chibur, is that Shemesh Amos Shemir. Maybe the most famous Abchaim in the entire Chibur of Abchaim Alevi. I mentioned already a week or two ago that when I was in Rav Soloveitchik's Shia, I didn't learn this parak with him. He never taught Bab Metzia. Rav Soloveitchik, which is amazing. How, Shalom Aleichem. I'm sorry, I didn't notice you. Ruchim Aboy. He never taught Bab Metzia. Not sure exactly why that is so, but once we had recourse to this sugya, another masechta we were learning, and he came in with a notebook of Rav Chaim Briska, not the chibur of Rav Chaim Halevi that was already published, but a notebook like the notebooks I had in the first grade, the line notebooks. Maybe Rabbi Pia remembers it. Probably the only one here remembers those notebooks, first grade notebooks. And so he came with a notebook, and then he also had with him the Rav Chaim Halevi, and he was comparing notes from what was published, Rav Chaim Halevi, and the original notebook of Rav Chaim Briska. It was come out the same, except there were a few shinuyim in the Lushan between the notebook and the what it said in the Chibur Rav Chaim Halevi, which Rav Soloveitchik made a big deal of, and that's why I told you that that particular day was the only day I ever saw him go to the washroom in my entire life. He went to the washroom, and he had three Gesunta Hackfleisch types guard the notebook, which he said was worth more than all the Fort Bullion, all the gold bullion in Fort Knox of the United States, gold bullion, which the dollar is based on. That's what he said. So he had three Gesunta Hackfleisch types come to the washroom in order to guard the notebook. Okay, anyway, so he says here, I'll get to the Svara of Ben Das in a moment. And then he says, Vafilo the Rashba, Eilo the Shomer Sheni, Midi Lishtalum Mide. Even if he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay, the Shomer Sheni, as we just mentioned a moment ago in the Ramban. And the Rashba says something of a similar nature. Of course, you know the Rashba is the Talmud of the Ramban. And we'll see the Ritva is the Talmud of the Rashba. They're all more or less following this Masera, that the first Shomer is part of the Gamri. Even the second Shomer is in a desperate financial situation, unable to compensate. If the Shomer is on the Gamri, the Shomer Sheni, Hariyah, Kishemi, the Bailim. He gives a bit different explanation. Maybe this helps you, Rabbi Yunitz. I don't know. He says he's the Shomer of the Bailim, came the muscle of the Bendas. Now, then comes the Rashba and adds something very significant. Says the Rashba, Umiyu, Eino Patra Rishon, Lekoma Sheya Niftar, Imhaya Beshuso. Means only when we say he's Patra because he gave it to a Ben Das, that's only in terms of the Chiyuvim of the second Shomer. However, the fact that the second one is Patra and the first one is Chayav, the fact that he appointed another Shomer, that's not going to help him. Means what the Shomer HaRishon is chayav more than the Shomer HaSheni, so he did not, as far as that is concerned, appoint another Shomer b'mkomo. Knows the appointing of the second Shomer is not mesalik the first for Shomer legamri mechiyuvav, because it was done shalom midas abayim. That's what the Rashba adds over here. Umiyu says the Rashba, Eino Potter HaRishon Elo mikoma shehaya niftar imhaya b'shuso. I mean, what is he potter from? Only that which would have been potter had it been in his b'shus. Because he did it without the knowledge, without the consent of the original owner. And had he been a Shomer Sochar, he'd be Chayav, B'gnei Abeda, Ishas Meshicha. Now, if you look in Rashi, over here, Rashi and the Gemara itself, and the Aflam Mevav Medala, in Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, Rashi, when it says Potter, Rashi seems to echo this position. Rashi says, Rabba Mar Potter, that the first Shomer is not responsible, Mikol Masha Yaniftar, Im Shomer Hu Atzmo. So Rashi also seems to echo this position of the Rashba. Means when we say he's not Chayav, it doesn't mean that by virtue of appointing the second Shomer, automatically he is completely exempt, even something where the Shomer would be Chayav. Question, what does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean what I just cited from the Rashba? Is that Rashi's intention? When Rashi says here, Rabba Marpotim, Mikol Mashoya Niftar, Im Shomer Hu Atzmo. Means, L'chura, what Rashi means, that... Maybe Rashi does not mean that for the chiyuvim of the Shomer Rishon, which the second Shomer is mechuyav, the appointing of the second Shomer is not going to help. Maybe Rashi means what the Rashba says, that whatever the chiyuv of Shomer Rishon, that the second Shomer is not mechuyav, so then appointing the second Shomer is not going to help. But in the Chanami, whatever the Shomer Sheni is mechuyav in, so the Shomer Rishon is going to be potter. It's not clear what Lashon of Rashi is. Is Rashi saying like the Rashba? Not 100%. I think so. I think he is. But Lichura, there's a makom to... I don't think it's completely spelled out the way the Rashba spells it out. Okay, let's assume that Rashi holds like the Rashba. I see no reason to assume not like that. Now, in the Ritva, on page number 7...
But
what's the example? Shomer Kinu gives Shomer Kinu.
No, that's
not the Zidu. Right, Shomer Sochar gives Shomer Kinu, correct.
So
that's what you see the difference.
So he's the responsibility of the...
Right, so he's...
And then there's an
Right, and then the Geneva occurs, right. Which is so Shomer Sochar.
You should lose the responsibility.
Okay, good. That's what
the Ramban
says. Good.
That's not what the Ramban
says. No,
the Ramban says I gave it to a Bardas.
Right. That's it. You're completely exempt. At the Rashba.
We're still waiting for the
Svara
for that.
Right, at the Rashba.
That's even
Rashi. Argue.
I gave it to Nara Katan. That's it. Every Shomer is a Bardas.
No, no. A Nara Katan is not a Bardas.
You did your due diligence.
Well, let me, one second, we'll get to the explanation in a moment, hopefully. In the page number 7, the Ritva also basically...
Which page are we going to?
7, Chidusha Ritva. I think I underlined everything, Kimat, I tried to. On page 7, the Ritva says, Yid b'shem shemasa l'shemer, el afil l'shem v'sacha digui gar l'shmirasam, yesh shepirish digar l'gambri. That he's quoting now the position, which is actually, we'll see in some Rishonim, that when the Gemara says, "Digrui gara l'shirasso," it means gara l'gambi, she'ilu nignavo ne'ebda, ha'viyavish and gambi impotter. So that means you basically are exempt, that even if it's stolen or lost, the first Shomer is also potter, says, "Ve'ritva v'lesa, dimkein, Shomer socha yochel lifter atzma v'lachsa k'shomer chino." He doesn't think it's right. "B'zei yiefsha, mi potro, mi mochalo." So what does it mean then? The Gura Gara L'Shmiraso? Hayna Mishum Shelo Yitrach Shamachinu Mashama Kemosha Yosef Shamasocha. That's the Gureyasa. Now the Ritva says here that there are those who contend that the first Shomer is Potter, even if he's a Shamasocha, and it's Nigdava O Ovda Me Hashomer Hasheni is a Shamachinam, he's Potter. But he says no, Chas V'Shalom. He doesn't agree with that position because it comes out that the Shamasocha can Potter himself. That's impossible. Mi potro, mi machala. Okay, so we have machlokes of Rishonim here regarding this issue of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. Do we assume it's an absolute kind of exemption, and as you indicated, because Masa Ben Das, or do we assume no that there's still some level of responsibility? So the one who deals with this issue is the famous Rav Chaim. I'm not here. It's a long Rav Chaim on page number 12. I'll just tell you first the two svaras. Which apparently are the fundamental svaras that are involved in this machlokes, whether Masa Ben Das mitzad echad according to Rav, and according to the other opinion, and with Sona Shebigdoni biat achem. So, if you hold Masa Ben Das, that means that the moment you give it to a Ben Das, yochel lehistalik, then you basically leave the scene. Then you're no longer going to be held responsible. Meika chiyuv shmira. I would say even further, where Chaim says it, that the din shmira is batal. You are no longer considered to be a shomer. You have basically left the scene entirely by virtue of providing someone else who's going to replace you. And therefore, even gruei garu the shmirasa, even assuming that the shmira undergoes a diminution, it doesn't really make a difference.
Is it tala and shibud Rabbi Nassim?
What?
Is it tala and shibud Rabbi Nassim?
I don't think why that should be a factor here.
It smells like it, but
it's not the same. There, that's the halacha A, B, and B, and C, etc., etc. Automatically, A goes to C, but I don't see why that's the nogea to this at all. That's an issue of shibudim. This is not a question of shibudim. It's a question of I was mekabel achrayis as a shomer, and now I gave it to someone else. Not a question of shibudim. I gave over that achrayis which I undertook, but since I gave it to a ben das, so I am mistali legamri me'ashmira. I'm no longer involved in shmira. I'm mufka from shmira. That's the assumption of that svara. We'll see in a moment. I'll read it a little bit in the Rav Chaim Briska. The other side says no, that there's no way you can be mistalik from the shmira. Once you accept upon yourself to be a shomer, then you have an obligation to either return the item to its owner once the period of shmira is no longer operative, or perhaps there might be a dinah mechila. But again, essentially, what it means is simply ein ritzon shebidonu biyad acher. That you're somehow fulfilling a chiyuv of shmira, but up to a point. Up to a point, you are pater, and beyond that point, you're going to be held responsible. So you'll see in a moment that Rav Chaim Halevi assumes that this is the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yechanan. Whether one is pater or chayv shomer shemasal shomer is totally on this particular issue. So just before I get to Rav Chaim Halevi, going back to the Ritva for a second. So the Ritva actually. That he explained that you could say the man the Yomar who says Shemesh Hamasal Hashem is Potter because he holds that, again, as I said, that essentially as a result of giving it over to a second Shomer, this is also the Mashmos of the Ritva here. By giving it over to a second Shomer, I'm Mistalik, Meikra Achiv. I'm no longer really a Shomer, but according to the Ramban, the other position that we expressed over here, that b'mesir of the mendas, what I'm doing is simply b'mekayim the din shomer. However, again, that's the question. That seems to be the again. You have to be medayik in the lashon. So look on page number 7 in the lashon here. The language is v'hada amrinan guri gar l'shmiraso hainu. Let me just page number 7. 1 second. In the language of the. Language of the Ritva. See where it says. I'm going to read the whole lashon. Read the lashon of the Ritva. See where it says. Yes, shepirsh to the garu legamri. Shilu nigdava unev the harayishon gamkin potter. Some say you completely out of the picture, and he doesn't like that. Dimkein nimsa shomasachal yachal ito atzma lachsel kishavachina. Vzei yefsha mi potro mi machalo. He said there is another explanation of the language of Grui Gar Lishmiraso. The Chalecha de Nigdava Oneb, the Pshia, the Shemachin Chayvalea. Normally, if a Pshia occurred where Shemachin was Chayav, Ari Arishan, part of the Gami. Came into Ukim Gerer, Beben Dash, Chayav Kamo, Bishmirazo. He appointed someone who replaced him, who was of the same level. He's using language that's found in that Mishnah, the Mishnah Nakones. Means the Roa now, so to speak. See, this language is more revealing. It's as if the Roa now replaces you. The Shomer Kama Iftel Le Gamri. The Lomar, he goes on to say, on page number 8, Dimkom Dimachayv Sheini Iftel Kama Le Gamri. Yavagav again, the Sheini, he says, Les Le Lishlume. He doesn't have the wherewithal, doesn't have the ability to pay. Dikshen Enso Av Hasheini Potter. Vibishenigma, Varish and Chayk Moshaman, Elavadai, Lo Nitzvicha. Okay, so according to the, again, the problem is, what will the Ramban do, or the Rashba, what will they do with the Lashon of the Mishnah here, the Mishnah Daf Lamehel Bebeis, in the first case where the Mishnah mentions, Hasocher Parah Mechavero.
Someone rents the parah, and Rashi explains over here in the Mishnah and Lamed Hei Mebeis, V'yomar HaSocher V'yishila V'achil L'asas Bo Yimei Schivuso. So he gives it to someone else as a shoyel. Someone borrows it, going to use it during his period which he had rented it. So, and then the animal is Mesa Kedarka. Yishav HaSocher Shemesa Kedarka means the Socher Kayadu has put of Onsin. The other one is Chayfa Onsin as a shoyel. So the Socher will take a shua. V'ashoyel Yishalim B'Socher. Rashi explains, the shoyel is Chay Bonsin, he's going to have to pay the Socher right away. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kate said, hello, he says, Chor Prasar Shechavir, what's going on over here? How could that guy go ahead and do business with Prasar Shechavir? Hello, Tachsar Apor Lebailim. So now the question is, what do they do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Yishov Asol Shemesu Gadarka, V'ashoyel Misham L'Socher. Rashi said, the shoyel is Chay Bonsin, he has to pay the Socher, but according to them, the shoyel should pay the Bailim, because the shoyel is now the Shomer of the Bailim. Why does the Mishnah say over here that Hashem, Mashayim Vaseicher? According to these Mishonim, so they ask the Kasha, so they answer, this is found both in the long Rashba that you have here.
It seems not to be Shaliach anymore.
What does that mean?
The one who gives over to the second Shomer is in its own understanding.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Yossi seemed to say.
That reflects the Machloket.
Okay, and that's basically what they look. The Rashba goes on forever over here. That's basically what he says. But I mean, you have to assume that we just read a Ritva. The Ritva, of course, have the time. He's cholik on these Rishonim. He holds the Shomer Rishon. Again, you're not completely potter, but only you're potter from that which would have occurred under your aegis. But if it occurs the second Shomer, some of the Jibi Chayev and the first one is Chayev, and they all quote. Take a look at this sugya on Daf. I wrote it down here. And that Membez, they bring a raya. By the time brings a raya from this, a lashon. Look at this. Let's read the Gemara on the bottom of Membez of Adal. What's the famous Gemara in Hamafkid? The Gemara of Tzrefa the Urbani. Gemara quotes a case here. We'll start from. The Gemara is discussing where you can have. This is a famous Gemara. He says, "Ksafim ein lam shmira ela b'karka." I always use this Gemara. If you have extra money, you should invest in real estate in Eretz Yisrael. Ksafim ein lam shmira ela b'karka. That's Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara discusses here how you can have shmira, which can work for certain kind of circumstances. Under certain onsen, it works. Other onsen, it does not work. Take a look at the Gemara now on Membez and Adal. I want to show you a tesis there. But the Gemara starts over here. you can read from Hahu Gabra. Let's see. From the bottom up, 9 lines from the bottom up. Hahu Gabra, the Afka Zuzi Gabi Chabre. Someone gave a bikadon of the money to his friend. Osvinu, he placed it. Betray for the Urbani. Rashi says here that this is like a trap or a net, something that's used to trap birds. Bais katan a gol kimin kova shalosim sayali ofos lerum. They use it to trap birds, to catch birds. So you place it in this wicker, I call it a wicker type kind of basket, and that's what he did. Ignob, so it was stolen. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, I've got the Ganvin, the Usahu. Okay, maybe regarding Ganovim, this would constitute a proper Shmira. But in Yanurab, Shiusahi. As far as the fire breaking out, that would be Shia. That's not a sufficient kind of Shmira. Rashi says over here that, and we'll see in a moment, Havat Chilosim, Shia, Vesofa, Ba'on, Yisrael. That's the famous Machlokas. And the Gemara says here, according to Mat Nyoma, Chilosim, Shia, Vesofa, Ba'on, you'd be responsible. I continue. Vika de Amri. Okay, maybe as far as fire would be pshia, but the gabi ganovim would be a proper shmira. Utchilasu pshia v'sof v'onis potiv. Hilchaso v'paskin. Utchilasu pshia v'sof v'onis chayim. Next, how gabi d'afka zuzi gabi chabre? Person gave money to his friend. Amalei havli zuzoi. Give me back my money. Amalei lo yadana hechas vinum. I don't know where I put the money. Also, kamei derabba. Amalei kol yadana pshiusahi. That's called an act of pshia. Person has to be responsible and know where he placed the money. This is also a not such a simple statement that's made. We showed him to tumult on this statement as well. What's the marker for this? That the person is going to be held responsible. The answer, of course, is that's exactly what a nifkat is supposed to, what he accepted upon himself. Zil shlim, go pay. Next case. Ha'u gabad yafka zuzi gabi chabri yashim al-ime. V'usina b'katalisa. The Gemara says a person went ahead. Also, Mafkizuze And what he went ahead and gave it to his mother. The Yasvina Bekatalisa. So where did she put it? In some sort of an argaz, Rashi says. Some sort of a chest. The Ignav was stolen. Amar Rav, Hechi Nadani Din Lahidina. Name of the Lida, Zil Shim. If we tell the guy you have to go and pay, as Rashi says, Kashoma Shemasal Shem is Chayav. Omar. This is the Gemara that I'm referring to, and this is the text I'm going to read it right now. Kol HaMafkid Adas Ishto Ubanavu Mafkid. What does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Kol HaMafkid, on top of Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis, whenever you give something, so it's understood that it's all within the family. And automatically, not just you are going to be the Shomer, but your wife, your children. It says, Rashi, Kol HaMafkid Adas Shalo Yeshomer, Nimna milimosim lanchi besu agdolim and emonim lo hudamafkid. Means he assumes that those that are of adult stature in that family, they're going to take care of the issue. So again, the Gemara is the kasha. So if the mother, she should pay for it. So the mother has a taina amra lomali delav di deinenu the agrido. She didn't know that it belonged to somebody else. And normally, what a shomer should do with money should hide it in the karka. That's what I said before. Come, Tesis. This is Rabbi Natan. This is Rabbi Natan that we shown him. Quote that he's cholik on the Ramban and the Rashba. What does he say over here? Om Rabbi Natan, the Hainu, Le'inyan Cheni Yochel Omer At Behemsli B'Shua V'Lohech. This statement of the Gemara called Amafta Al Tassishu Ubanu B'Mafkid is only relevant to the Taina that. You, I believe, with the Shua, the other one I don't believe. Avlin Pashu, Afilin, Mayushalim, Yishalim, and Nifka. However, if it's a Pshia, it doesn't make a difference. The Nifka is going to have to pay. Dim Lo, Ken, Kol Mashahuf, Karisu, Balabai, Sova, Ishtar, Batol, Chavadi, Pater. Otherwise, we'll have a free for all over here that the wife will come and thereby you'll be able to exempt yourself from any kind of responsibility. She has to take a shua that she wasn't pushed here when she put the money in the chest. And the shalma, I we asked her to pay. She put on the shalom dimlo, she to pay. So the way Rabbi Natan explains that according to Rabbi Natan holds, even when there's no tain of Aimitsona Shane done Biad Acher or the tain of Abnahemasli, but still the Shomer Harishon cannot pat himself from his chiyuvim, klavi the bailim, where he knows something that he would be responsible for. So it seems that this also, this machlokes between Rabbi Natan and the other Rishonim, is also probably based on a similar, according to Rabbi Natan, the fact that I give it to a ben das, that's not sufficient. Doesn't necessarily automatically pater me, because if I want, I could guard the item. If I want, I could be posher the item. Just we assume that's not called a pshia. That means only the second shmira of the second person, that's called shmira. Because, again, as I said, I don't become completely potter. Only if the first, if the second shomer is going to guard it the way I would have guarded it. Then, under those circumstances, then I would become potter. But if the shomer Hasheni is pasha, if he actually is guilty of an act of pshia, so then the halacha is the shomer rishon also did not do the proper shmira. He didn't carry out the shmira as he should have. Because again, the whole basis for patering the Shomer HaRishon, because the Shomer HaSheni is Nichnas Tachtav. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Hakones that he quoted before, namely Masal Roya, what did he say? Nichnas Roya Tachtav. And but if the lashon over here, Kala Mafkid Al Das Yishu Banavu Mafkid, only it's the same level of shmira, but otherwise the first Shomer is still going to be Chayef for Pshias HaSheni. However,
is this even a question for Yochanan?
Pasha is according to the according to Rav, correct?
Mashenki. Mashenki.
I don't think so. I think only according to Rav. Other Rishonim obviously disagree that somehow we assume that by giving it over to a ben das and that ben das agrees to guard it properly and accordingly. So that's considered to be literally keilu. Even if the second one is pashaya, I have no claim, the Mafkid has no claim on the first Shomer. Only with the second Shomer does he have a claim, because I did my Shmira Kahogen, I gave it to Ben Das. L'chura, that's what I would say in this Machlokes among the Rishonim. But now look at the Rav Chaim. So I wanted to show you, read the Lashon of Rav Chaim. He goes on forever over here in explaining this. What page is this on? It's a long Rav Chaim, it's four pages. It's the one in, I'll say 1 second. What page is it on?
22.
There are two Rav Chaims. One is in Schirus. That's not the one I want. I'm talking about the 22 is in Schirus, 23. I want the other one. The other one in Niske Mamma. It's the first one. Page 12. Okay, thank you. Do I have that? Yeah, okay, here it is. So let's read part of the Rav Chaim. Page number 12. I mean, here, there's a rivet here, which maybe I'll get into, or maybe I won't get into. I'll have to see. It says, Masa Hashomer L'Shomer Achar, Hashomer HaRishon Chai L'Sham L'Nizek. The first Shomer is going to be responsible. Shashomer Shemasa L'Shomer Chai. We pass on the Gab Yechana. V'Ariyan Nizek, Omer Lo, Lama Lo Shemar Tata V'Atzmecha, Masata L'Acher, Shalem Li'ato, you go deal with the second shomer. You have to pay me. It's your achvai. It's your responsibility. So then, Moshe Hashomer libno the ben beiso or the misado nichnesu tachas Hashomer v'chayovim. If you gave it over to bnei bayit, question is, what does it mean lemisado? They told on that. Misado, which refers to whom? But the Gemara only says, "Kol amafka al das ishu ubanav umafke." What? Oh, very good. What does that mean? Let's say if a niyim come to my table, a regular kavua oreach. My nephew is in yeshiva. Okay.
They
tell me this. What? Something
that he supports.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Ubasogos, the rabbi says, "Omer Avraham kolze einam mechuvar." It doesn't make any sense. El ha-nizik gove min ha-sheni or me'eza she'irtze. He can collect from ever he can get the money from. Ve'od, v'ad she'omer l'shomer yomer l'baylim. What do you mean? What does he have to go and deal with the shomer? Deal with the baylim? Lama lo shamat ato ha-shorcha. Delekel ha-meymar ein mitzoni she'i b'doni bi'arache she'abaylim ein mafzidim klum. So he says on this, so we'll read just for his first part quickly because I want to get to the main Suarez that he gets in the second column. But we just mentioned. Here we're saying, it's an outright steal, the Gemara asks. These are people who are on an ongoing basis, that's what they do. They guard your flock, so you're familiar with them. Two different explanations of what the Gemara is referring to. We're referring to paying the owner or paying the nizik. What's the connection between the din of shomer shemasa l'shomer, and when there's nizokim, when there's damages that occur, and the nizik now claims damages, kevin lo shach b'zeh, how the erin son shebi done biyarache? The whole svar of Rabbi Yochanan that says yechayv because erin son shebi done biyarache, ma keshe has no keshe to shmiras nizokim. Ubiyosik kasha the awesome aparach l'rava, b'rava hamefarsh b'mitziat afam mevavim beis. Time in the b'shomer shemasa l'shem yechayv mishum da'at mehemisli b'shua heich lo mehemisli b'shua. That's the svara that the Gemara quotes here on Amid Beis, on Mevav Amid Beis. You, I believe, and the other guy, I don't believe. The question Rav Chaim asked regarding that the explanation that Rashi understands over there, that the Rambam rather is talking about Shmiras Nizokin, doesn't make any sense. The svara of Ein Ritzon Shebidoni has no connection to that. The svara of Atma Hemisli Meshua, Hechlom Lehem Meshua has no connection to that. So he goes on to say, because of B'Galal HaSagas HaRaivit. That's what the rabbi is saying. Shesobi the gabi nizik b'emes l'shach kol hachdin and shomer shemasa l'shomer yichayim. V'sugi da'akones when it's talking about nichnas haroya tachtov kaima lein yichiyu v'lebaylim v'kapir shvashi shom. L'fi ma shekazam magen mishne etzem ha'sugim v'chvachas da'ayu lein yichiyu nizokin v'chiyu v'ashom ma'ad me'ashor lo'us kapal b'mishne. El da'asugi tzorachi in kushtarayim. Okay, now he gets to the main point, which is this paragraph, and you'll see that's the two svaras that he's trying to explain the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. V'nei yesh l'istapik Lachman Yom and the Shomer Shemasa L'Shem Yepoter Shum Taim and the Masa L'Bendas in Pirusha Hu. What does it mean? Yalkein Yochel Bezel Histalek Meikor Chi of Shmir Shalo Ubatel Din Shomer Shalo L'Gamri. That's the Svara of Masa L'Bendas that Second person automatically, he's been called the first shomer, and therefore the first shomer is completely out of the picture. Oh, the name of says Abchaim, the Zevada, I came in the Chazesh Shmira, Shuvan Yochel Istali Mizeh. I'm not sure what that means, that statement. Because the person became a shomer, you can never undo that shmira. You know, this statement.
Until he gives it back.
Until he gives it back. Until he returns it, until he's marichal. But that's what he means, undoubtedly. And that's what he says.
Or if the Bailam lets him out.
What?
Or if the Bailam is maskim.
They say that if they're maskim, 100%, any of the above. Virakti came in the yod, vikod din shomer shalom. V'chein havi hach svecha gufi, lach man yom, shomer shemassal, shomer chai, mishun. The Gemara gives two svaras. That mehem li mishua, hechlo mehem li mishua. The belav hach time of the hechlo mehem li mishua. Every so with the shomer shemassal, shomer pot. It sounds like if not for that svara of that I don't believe you, namely the second shomer, I only believe the first shomer, sounds like that if not for that svara, nechanami, it'd be pot. Gam tzorchin alibi im hifter mesul mishuraso, o de mifter mishum diyov le gabe b'charikoi. Thus he's asking, is he completely now severed from Shmira, the first one? No, he's not completely severed, but you gave it to someone who can hopefully carry out the obligation of being a shomer. So he got once from Midayik and Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bigurui gari l'shmira." So in b'chiyaga v'chayim lo, the Lachman Yoma, the one who said the gam bigurui gari miftar, even if the Shmira goes down in level, you are potter. How the miftar avkav v'yod the gavu chavikoi. Dari hashomer hasheni eno karisha. He's not like the first. He's a lesser responsibility he's shouldering. So the assumption is that you are completely scot-free. You're no longer in the picture. So we don't care. They came to cry and stalk mishmir also. There's no longer any chiv shmir or klal ha-chefes. The only reason why we should be mechayvin because you didn't return it. Well, if he's there, Yeshomer, Dezel, Yisrael, and Machlokas. That's how Rabbi Chaim explains the two tzlodim in Shomer Shemasa Shemim with the Chayv HaPotter. Namely, he says, Dezel, Yisrael, and Machlokas, Shomer Shemasa Shemim, Chayv HaMlo. Dachman, Yom, the Chayv Surelei, then Yochel, the Stalag, Meikra, Din, Chiyu, Shmiyosu. You can't extricate yourself from that Chov HaShmira, Ubturo, who rak Mishim, the Yorv, the Gabba Charikoi. But I replace myself with somebody else. Yalkei, Moral, Hachtaima. Therefore, you have the svara, the echlo mehem li b'shua, the lo yod the gavu b'char koi, the kol zman shalom stag mishmir oso, eif shalom l'shanas b'das ha-baylim. The alkein moral hach taima, the echlo mehem li b'shua l'chaybo. Means if you hold your chayev, so then you are not completely mesulik from the shmira. It's true that you found someone who could be mekayim the chiyav of shmira, but on the other hand, you have a svara. Heich lo mehem li b'shua. I don't believe the first shomer, I don't believe the second shomer. And therefore, you're going to be chayav. You can completely divest yourself of the shmira, sever yourself from any type of the shmira. That's the only thing that remains. So this is what he claims. These are the two svaras. It's not so posh.
It doesn't work if you look at Rashi's explanation because he says only you're still chayav for what the other guy
does. That's correct. It doesn't work at all. Those Rishonim hold like that. It's very difficult, very shred. Okay, but just in the Etzem Machlokes, Rabbi Rebbechon, this is what's very famous. The truth is that I don't know if you can be medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara, Masel ben Das, as opposed to whether you see in Masel ben Das a complete siluk of the Shmira, maybe, I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying this buchach necessarily, but it's possible.
Is this similar to, what extent is this similar to a poel who wants to walks out on the job in the middle of the day?
But there we pass in poel, yochel achsebo, afil b'chatzei ayom. Avada heim lo'avon lo'avonim. I thought of that also, but a poel is a different kind of relationship, apparently, than a shomer. It means a poel, to the extent that he is continuing to work, okay, but he has the right to just leave, and he can leave very autocratically and in a sovereign kind of way, and via Eisek Digmar.
Well, not necessarily. If he's walking off the job, causes damage to
Taromes, the Mishnah. Mishnah Sechas Umnim. Elam Zel Zel Taromes. Taromes sounds like a musadik ethical, moral kind of problem, but it's not a problem in the financial realm. But Rabbi Yisrael Salant said, that's Rabbi Salant quoted, even that's also a problem in the financial realm, whatever that means. But it means that Yasi the Shamayim, as opposed to Chiyah B'dei Adam. But that's a different. The Pile of the Chur has. I think there are situations, I don't remember that, I'm not holding that Gemara, you'll probably get there in 2 weeks, but anyway, I'm not holding that Gemara right now, I have to look back to see what the Pratim are, but I know that's, I'll tell you, I thought of that analog, but I don't think it's analogous, and now something which is totally not analogous at all, you know, there's a big machlokes between Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik. If I have a mechanich who's in a position for X number of years, and now he becomes he becomes not so competent. He's not functioning where he should be functioning. Can you fire him? But Moshe holds, no, you can't fire him. It's Adin Minu in the Gavra. And because Adin Minu in the Gavra is Atsof Yomov, he remains there in the yeshiva, wherever he is. Unfortunately, he may cause a lot of damage along the way. That's what Moshe held. Atsof Yomov, he should be fired on the spot. But in order, because he's not, but there's no Adin Minu in the Gavra. Where did Moshe get such an idea from? Moshe writes that in the tshuva, not just one tshuva, several tshuvas. They say over, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I heard from one of my Rosh Yeshiva, that's why MTJ suffered all these years. Rabbi Soloveitchik held, you take that person and put him in the library. You don't chas v'sholom completely, let him have his salary, but doing work that would not be of a damaging nature to students who are supposed to be inspired. And the question Rabbi Soloveitchik had also a different understanding. He held, what must a mechanich do? A mechanich has to be inspirational, has to edify the Talmidim, has to teach them how to learn, has to somehow elevate them. He had very, very, one would say, broad and rather wealthy and rich kind of a definition of what a good mechanich is all about. But Moshe apparently did not agree with that. He held that if they have someone in front of them who's a very resplendent personality, even though he may not have all the skills that are necessarily requisite for a mechanech, you can't fire them. So that's what they say what happened to MTJ. MTJ, okay, you could probably, you know MTJ, Eshtekel, no? Sittes HaShishalayim. So they had the older Rabbonim, and they remained there forever. And another yeshiva that I'm associated with, it didn't exactly work that way, even though they were very, very shamran regarding letting people go, but what they knew how to do was more or less they became involved with what they called country club shiurim, which means had one or two talmidim. And so they were paying them to teach one or two talmidim. You know this, Rabbi Feinberg. Anyway, so, but the others, I mean, even where I went to the yeshiva, where I attended, so there were a shiurim that had very well attended. I mean, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of talmidim, and the others that had very small number of talmidim, so that's a big machlokas. Okay, but that's not going to get into this at all. B'chol, this is a divin halacha. I don't think the world of parlim is the same as this world, and I don't think it's the world of shomrim. And the shomer is completely different. The shomer is different. The poel literally doesn't have the same kind of shibud that a shomer has. A shomer is mekabel upon himself an achrayus to God, the chavrus, whatever level of shmir he accepted. But that's different than a poel. Okay, so he goes on to say here. I'm reading now the bottom. He says, "Vachi nira mevuah." About 10 lines from the bottom, 10 lines up in the Rav Chaim. "Vachi nira mevuah." The mehadik kal b'gemara hachpulk l'shem shemasa l'shemir im hachpulk to b'guri gar l'shemirasa b'yachad. Why the gemara connect these two items? What's the connection between the dots over here? Guri gara and shem shemasa l'shemir. Says Rav Chaim, even though they are two totally separate issues, guri gara l'shemirasa and the if a person does not assume that my shmir is over, but simply I provided gavu b'charikoi, then I understand why you couldn't invoke gruy gara mishum lo yov the gavu b'charikoi ala mosa shmira. I didn't provide actually the ideal, the optimal kind of shmira. The gavu b'charikoi. The Hechlom Hemli Bishua the Chayim Mishum Da Neemonis. Next page, Haneemonis Tluya Bedas Habaylin. The Im Ach Nisalig Mishmeraso Kuliyam Avodim Lo Ichpasim Madigar Lishmeraso. Uvmaid the Hechlom Hemli Bishua Kevin the Iu Nisalig Mishmeraso This is the assumption, the premise that I gave it over to someone who's responsible, and he's now shouldering full responsibility. The question is, am I still connected or am I not? Have I succeeded in undoing my status as a shomer or not? Even if it underwent the diminution, I am completely exempt. Man the sorule, but what about the other man? The other man says, "Shemesh Hamasal, Shemesh Ischayev, Mishum Dlo Nistalik Mishmirasa." Again, the assumption is I'm still connected somehow. Memele Chayev Gam Belo Gari Lishmirasa, Mishum Taimi Dehechlo Mahem Levishua. Lochi Kadlin BeGemara BiYachad. That's why the Gemara connected the two, because it's the same machlokes. Means the issue is whether I'm Nistalik Mishmirasa or not. Okay, Yesh Mizem Makom Lodun. But I want to go now to this Tesis here, and he goes on. If you want, you can read it. If you have a literally. The rest of the day on your hand.
Am I allowed to take?
What Isser is there? That's the question. What Isser? No, we'll see about that. The Gemara says, Kala Mishana Mindas Balabais Nikol Gazlan. There's a day of Rameir. There's a Gemara that I quote here in the Marmikomas here. We'll get to that maybe a bit later if we have time, I hope. I just want to show you the tesis here, however, it's very, very important tesis.
Why is there an Isser?
So you gave me something, and then I have the audacity to go and give it to somebody.
But what's the Isser, Rabbi Yasger? What's the Isser?
I'm asking.
Mela, if it comes to Me'ila by Hegdish, okay. What's the Isser over here? What Isser is there? It's true, I did something which is certainly... Oh, now you're telling me all kinds of Musa de Gazakh.
So the question is, where's the line? Where's the line? That's what I'm just asking. Is there an element of...
Yeh mom chavercha, chavalek shalach, Rambam includes that in v'yahavtavach kamocha. When he defines the Ramban Chumash as well, Ramban Kedoshim, and the Rambam has in Hilchos Deos, v'yahavtavach kamocha, how you have to treat someone else's money, Kaila, it's yours, the way you would be careful with your money. So that's under Rehatra Kabarcha. That's not a law. It's not a law. It's not a say. It's not a law. There's no Issa. That's right. I'm asking it to that say.
It's your
what?
You want an
Issa
of
Momenus,
right?
I'm just
asking. No, Rabbi Yudah says correct. We're talking about in Momenus.
Right. I'm just asking, in addition to
here, where
is
going?
Okay, so Rabbi Yasger, look at the Tesis here. I'm the Vavim and Aleph. Ein Ritzon Shei B'Don B'Yad Acher. So he deals with this possible issue of an Isur B'Dava, namely what we just mentioned. Rabbi Yasger, we'll read it right now. He says, Ein Ritzon Shei B'Don B'Yad Acher. Tesis here, Daf Lam Vav. It's on the Ma'amar Kamos as well, on page number one. Ein Lefarish, the time of the Chayil Rabbi Yochanan Aliv D'Abayi, Meshum Deshina Midas Hamafki. That's what you might want to explain. And Tesis, this abuses you of that idea. Even if it would be an ones, which is might very well happen in the hands of the first shomer, Taisa rejects this. The imkain, my parach abay l'rava l'kamon lemlei avam l'avabu. It's the Gemara afterwards. The Gemara says malachamav is malachacham aliyasa. That's a kasha, famous kasha. This is like up your alley. These kinds of kashas. Malachamav is malachacham aliyasa. I never understood this Gemara, but okay. B'say the Gemara. What? No. I understand. So why? I'm not responsible for anything that goes on. I have no achrayas because malachamav is etc. That's out of my control.
V'alog. Close the door. Malachamav
is not going to
go in.
Yeah. B'say that. So
it's
Moliyat Einan. So now he explains what the Isser is. Takes this further. V'alog. Kevon the shina midas balapora who chayav afilu ba'onsim show yibayim afilu ma'aser b'shuso. So Taisa says, no, that it doesn't mean, Taisa, by the way, he's doicha, this explanation. That's the Gemara of Ayin Chesed B'Dal, which you also have over here. Take a look I put it on the Ma'ar Mekomos. If you have a Gemara, you can see it in the Gemara, but it's on the Ma'ar Mekomos here as well. On number 18. Look at number 18. This is a famous Mishnah, the Mishnah Ayin Chesed, and Asar HaZeumnim, where you went and violated the terms of the agreement. You only were given the chamor, namely to take it bahar. And Rashi explains that Birosh Shahar, And you went and brought it into the Bika. And the Gemara right away explains the distinction between the two. So, or the Bika Balicha Bahar, Afilu Zu Esamilim, Zu Esamilim, Umesa, Chayav. The Halach is you're responsible because you violated the terms of the agreement. So, the other way the Gemara says, Maishna Resha, Loka Mafik, Maishna Sefer, Ka Mafik, Nesefer, the Gemara has Chilukim. Namely, the Resha is not Mafik between Huchlaka and Huchamo. There are two ways where the animal might have somehow sustained some sort of damage, whether it slipped or the heat. Somehow the Hevel of the area is too much for it. So in the Resha, there's no distinction. The Sefer, there is a distinction. Why is there a distinction in the Sefer and not the Resha? The amount in the air there was very... apparently. But the Gemara goes further. The Gemara gives all kinds of different explanations. Maybe just in the course of going up the mountain, that obviously a lot of exhaustion that's involved, and the animal was drained of its energy. But beyond that, he kisha nachash. Now, find the Gemara's last three lines. This is what Tesis here suggests. This is the only eitzah for Rabbi Yasger. That Yamar Aldas Balabayis is the Isa. You're called a gazlan. Wow, that's called a gazlan. And the Gemara then searches for this Rabbi Meir. It's a very difficult position in halacha. Rashi, of course, right away tells you, a gazlan is high bouncing. But how do you become a gazlan? Where's the Maisek Zela? Shina Vidas Balabais, that's called the Maisek Zela.
The
action that he did is not a Maisek Gezel. Lichora, where's the Maisek Zela? Maisek Gezel means, by Igzal Sachonis Miyana Mitzvah, the Gemara quotes Psukim always that a Maisek Zela, you need an action. Where's the action over here? Saying there is an action. Okay, the Gemara does not call the action what you call the action. The Gemara says, Mavri Aldas Balabais. Evelak Zela. Where's the active gezel? It's like
that's the Gemara back in Ilmitzias earlier about if you see somebody loses Rosh and Achamel Sela,
right?
He picks it up before Yeish.
Right.
Gazel.
Yeah, but what's the basis for that? Why? Why are you considering that to be a gazel? Sounds to be okay. But say the Gemara. They're showing tumult on that Gemara also. But what Tesis says over here, Tesis does not like this whole vain train of thought. Tesis is Deichem. It can't be. And Rabbi Yechon does not agree with Rabbi Meir. Tesis says here, does not agree with the position of Rabbi Meir that Kol Amar Vel Das Bar Abayis Nikol Gazla. I mean, let me ask you, according to the Chacham who disagreed with Rabbi Meir, the Gemara there calls Machlok Stanoim, what would they say? Would they agree with this statement of Tesis over here that Yemeshan and Das Bar Abayis, you consider to be a Gazla? Tesis says here, that's not the reason why you consider to be a Chayav. And take a look at the rest of the Tesis, if you don't mind. The Eliyah Shlomar, look at the Lashon of Tesis back on Amavo. Okay, now you have to hear, he rejects this position of Rav Meir, so Tesis suggests the following. Yeshlomar, the Hatam, who the Choshev, ki lepirishlo, ki im shem yishana mi daito, filon shim sereno la'acher, sheyir ki ilu pashaba. That's the reason why you are chai. Not because you are Mavar al-Das Balabayis, but that's implicit.
It's a washing with the same words.
That's the question. What's the chiddush between the what he rejected and what he said actually via Shomar?
What is in the contract and what was
okay. That seems to be what he says. And he writes that that's understood. It's built into the very agreement that if you go ahead and do something else, not that you call the Gazlan, but you are a Poshea. V'chol onsim she'erolo shenucha litlos shim lomas l'ache sholayu ne'eroim chayaba. He goes on. Question, what's the chiddush between? But at the end he says, if you take a look towards the end, he goes through all the gemaras that we read, some of them a moment ago, and he says, it's considered to be basically an act of Shia. But it's not Mabru, Aldas Balabayis, Shenikol Gazlan, because in order for that to be, we would have to have a shinui in the shimush of the item itself, not simply by giving it to another shomer.
Why? Is there conditions?
Because you look here.
Let's say the market says, I want you to wear a green shirt every day. Okay. And he doesn't wear the green shirt.
Right, that's certainly not. Let's give you another.
You would call that a shiit?
Yes. The violation of the
contract. No. That's nothing to do with
violation of the contract.
No.
It's just a
take a look in page number 9, the Tetzer Rosh. Rabbi Muniz, Tetzer Rosh is trying to understand this Tesis on page number 9, 10, and 11. So we'll take a look at 9. Page 9. I was bothered by the same kasha. What's the difference between what Taisa rejects and what he says at the end, which goes on the rest of the Taisa? So he writes over here. Well, do you want to say something? Exactly. That's a chiluk. I think he says it almost explicitly in Taisa Rosh. Look on page 9. He says, which is what Rameir held. The Kamani asked the same question that Taisa asked Mashra, Lamadiyam, Malacham Abbas Kotla, Malayacham Aliyasam, Lo Kasha Masisan, Rabbiyachanam, Umishalam Mashra, the Seicha, Ulamotzi Mask in the Maimon, Rasonship, Bidani Biyarachi, Biyab Misham, Tazwai, Le Gazan, the Chai Bechomani Onsin. So that's not right. Ve'en Lefarish Nami. Now, this also Taisa suggested this. Bishum Dehabale, Tchilas Bepshir, Vesofa Beonis, Exaba the Chai, Yim Kain, Habale Asudi Siatam Rav, Rabbiyachanad Ocha, the Gemara should have said that. That Tchilas, Hilkoch Nira, last 5 lines. So even though he doesn't say it outright, I think what you just said, I think it's Pashup Shad to my mind in this Taisa Rosh, that I think that's what Taisa is saying also. Namely, that the issue is Shia. That this is called an act of Shia, not simply an act of Gezel. Taisa rejects the idea it's an act of Gezel, but does agree that it's an act of Shia. And as you want to say, that Shia comes about from one or two ways. A person's posher in the Shmira. That's not what Taisa is talking about. Taisa says there's a kind of Hischaibus, there's a kind of Tanai that's built into the very Shmira that I undertook, that if I make any kind of a change, so then that act is called an act of Shia, and therefore, in effect, that would be something which is obviously, which is awesome.
What I mean, the Rambam Hoshea
Kemazik.
Mazik.
Yeah, Rambam Beis Chesiris. Hoshea Kemazik. That's also a very Ashrei Rambam, but that's what he doesn't say that here.
They seem to
take a look at the Ramban here also in the Rashba, like Azirak said, also Mashma, that the Chiyuv is based on Meikah Dim Shia. Means.
Why is it Shrei Rambam? What's the problem with that saying?
It's a very generic. No, but you can't just stam say Poshek Kamazik. He brings Nafkaminas there, the Ram Lalocha. Very, very Chidushim, big Chidushim over there. But that's not what he says over here. I saw here also in the Lashon of the Rashba, it's also Mashma, that he says that he calls it the Maidasir, I mean the Rashba, the same long Rashba that you have over there. But you can't. I read the whole thing, it took me about a week. The Maidis really, the time of the Hussein, Mishum Shem, Mishum Shem, Mishum Shem, Mishum Poshea Gomahu. That's what he calls Poshea Gomahu. Yeah.
Is he Poshea once he gives it over, or only after the item gets damaged?
No, once that which happens, and there was an agreement. And once happens, what happens, so then automatically
it
gets
it. Over, or once the item?
No, once it has, obviously, once it died. I mean, the truth is, he tells us also, Ki'ilu Poshaba. I mean, he says even any ones that would occur. Chol onsin sheyeruda shenuchad litlo shem lamasal achas shalir neroim chayaba. I mean, he also seems to again. He doesn't explicitly, but kimad all the rishonim understand it that this is called an act of pshia. I mean, in general, tchilas b'pshia b'sof of ones is only where it's an ones haba machas pshia. The ones came about because of the original pshia. That's why the ones took place. It means I set it up. It's a gilu, I paved the way. I paved the way for that act of onus to occur because of the pshia that I did originally. And here also, that, I mean, it's almost like he's saying the onus is called the pshia because it came about as a result of my pshia. So mele, the person is mechayvan for the onus because of the act of pshia that he did prior to that. Even though it wasn't tchilas of the pshia, it was just the hischayvus, the tznai, that which I agreed contractually to go into this matter. So therefore, automatically, that the onus that occurs subsequently is traced back to the original Hischaibus, which the Rashba calls Poshea Gomer. And again, as I said, it's not really Pshia Be'etzem. I don't think you could say it, even though the Rashba calls it Poshea Gomer. Calls him a complete, a total Poshea, but it's not really Pshia Be'etzem. It's a Hischaibus, it's a tonight that I accept upon myself, and... That's right, correct. But the Lashon of the Rashba here is, he calls him Poshea Gamur. That's what he calls it. And other Rishonim, the Taisis, I don't think, and Taisa Rosh also, when they explain Emet Sona Shebidoni V'Yad Acher, that's what they're explaining. It's part of the, it's not Pshia Be'etzem. It's part of the Kabbalat Tchagut. Oh, I almost, Keilu, exactly. I mean, it's very hard to say that I committed an act of Pshia over here.
Nothing ever happened. It wouldn't be
Pashir,
right?
Right. So you're saying again, it's he lost the Pashir of himself of Ones. But Tais doesn't exactly say that here.
You don't look
for Pashir through
the
Nelson.
It's not
Pashir.
Why is
it Pashir? No, but how's that called? How's that called Poshea, Rabbi Pia? How's that called Poshea? I didn't do it. There's not an etzim. Pashir means negligence. I was negligent. Here, there wasn't. The issue was, what did I agree? What was the nature of the contractual arrangement that I had with them? So to call that an act of Pshia, I don't think it's so poshut that that's called an act of Pshia. Pshia means in whatever. That's what he's saying. It means because I was mekabel a certain hitchayvut and I didn't abide by that hitchayvut, so therefore that's called an act of Pshia. Nope. I mean, Tyson should have said it. The Lashon Tyson here doesn't say. He knows what he's talking about. He should have said Pshia Mamish. Why isn't he called that? He calls the Rashba, calls it Poshea Gamur.
Because when he took the object back, and then something happened to it.
So,
because he did violate the original Tzchagut by giving it to somebody else.
Just because there was no right
now, he's. There is no Poshea in the
question. To say he's Poshea means Poshati Beguf Hashmira. That's what Poshea means. He didn't do that. There's no Pshia B'guf HaShmira over here.
What does that mean?
Masra L'Bendas. I gave it to a Bendas. Why is that called Pshia B'guf HaShmira? It's not Pshia B'guf HaShmira.
Because there's a laundry list of what has to be taken care of, and that's on that list.
Yeah, but that's called Pshia?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's isn't like, that definition? When we say Shom Echinam is Pshia, it's based on what's normally accepted as. But once you add stipulation, even if you want to put a green shirt in there, then.
Okay, but the Tosfos Rashi says, you can't say it's because of Pshia B'Sof of Ones, because the Gemara should have said that. And therefore, he says that the reason why you are chayav, even if you're a potter, Shom Echinam is Pshia, he is chayav, denasik omelo, im timsor. What does that mean? That doesn't sound like Pshia Mamish. You're saying that the nature of the agreement was, I'm telling you, if you give it to someone else, whatever ones is going to take place that I can ascribe to you, that had been in your hands, it would not have happened, and now it did happen, therefore the halacha is going to be responsible. What does that mean? Well, that sounds clear to you.
I think it's clear to me. I have a problem with it, too. I'm by the book. Whatever says in the book.
I don't know. Because you work for those people.
I have no problem with it. Conceptually, it's whatever we call whatever the law.
Then the green shirt would make sense. If it's about the Shmira as a Hefza, the green shirt makes sense.
I have a behemoth that if you feed it in wonderful food, it will become lazy.
That's a big naftalina.
Really? That's not in a, what you call Shmir Shomer Kina obligation to give this one. It's a thousand.
A resource, you feed it garbage, you ruin it.
Oh. So here's an example where the type of food you're going to feed is not on the general, normal way of keeping an animal, but in the horse racing has another stipulation. It's not normal.
Why do we confer upon this a name called the nomenclature called Pshia? It's not. Pshia is always Pshia beguf hashmira in all shas. That's what Pshia means. That's not what this is here. Here the Pshia, which he is defining as because I came, you said horse racing, whatever examples that you gave.
The example that what's accepted or what's normal or what is whatever I said and okay. That's repeated upon.
Okay, I want to just comment on something else. There's another Abchaim also, which is, if you have a few hours to read the Abchaim today, you can, I mean, he goes through the soul, song and dance, because he makes chilukim between Shmiras Dizokin and Shmiras Achebetz. Okay, but there's another Abchaim over here I want to get to, but turn to Amid Beis for a second. Amid Vav Amid Beis, immersed at the Maskana, and line number six, Omar Rabbah, Hilchasa. Shem Shemasa Lashem Yechayev, Gemara said, "Lomi boy shem esachah shem asal shem echinam de guri gadol shmir also afilu shem echinam shem asal shem esachah chayim." My time of the amalei. So now he tells the mafkid to the first shomer, "At mehemis li b'shua heich lo mehemis li b'shua." What does this mean? Rashi says that on line number b'shua shel apashaba heich lo mehemis li vani omer sheyeshna biyado o ochlo o pashaba.
I totally don't trust him.
That's right. Obviously, I totally do not trust the person. Correct. Now, so it is halacha that heichlo mehemli b'shua. So now, take a look in the next Rab Chaim, which is the second Rab Chaim in 22-23 that you mentioned. Rabbi Baum, if you look on 22-23, so there also he comes to Rambam. Quote the Rambam. I'm reading 22 first. First, read the Losh Rambam. Now, read a little bit of the Rab Chaim. Over Hashomer umasa the Shomer Hasheni. So you gave it to the second Shomer. Im yesh edim she Shomer Hashomer Hasheni kiderach Hashomerim, he did what he was supposed to do. V'nenas potter Hashomer Arishon. V'im ein shom edim chayv Hashomer Arishon l'shalim lebailin. There's no edim that he guarded it the way the Shomer is supposed to guard it. Then he's going to be responsible. The first Shomer sharei yishabal achefetz lomalo. Ato neman etzli shava v'zeinu neman. You, I believe. The other one, I don't believe. Liku hamoya derech habayim lafki tomi davazei tzalshomer hasheni. If that was the norm, harez hashomer rishon potem l'shale. V'hu shelo yimayit shmirasa. As long as he doesn't diminish the level of shmir. Kate said yimayit shmirasa. Don't you? Oh yeah, mufka etzal bischar. V'ifkido etzalos hasheni v'chinam. No, miyat shmirasa. Poshea hu m'shale. That's called an act of poshea. Memayit bishmiroso, namely a lower level of shmira. That's called poshea bishmiroso. V'imhevi Hashem Hasheni.
Rambam started the whole thing with the word Allah.
That's right.
So even if he gave it to someone on the same level shmira, the chare is Allah.
Yeah, but then he switches to poshea bishmiroso. What's
pshat? What's pshat
Allah? They talk about that also. He discussed on the bottom there, Mishnah Melech. You'll see in a moment. Rav Chaim is going to suggest here.
Yeah, okay, it's just a description.
He doesn't walk around.
Rav Chaim doesn't have to tell stories.
I mean, he's going to. Rav Chaim is going to write. He's going to. We'll read one paragraph of Rav Chaim here. He claims it's not a din in shvua. It's a din in shomrim that you cannot go ahead and transfer the chiyuv of shvua to the second shomer, and to become exempt as a result of the second one taking the shua, because I don't believe that second person, and therefore you are not exempt from the chobot hashmira, and the shua is not going to help to pater this first shomer. And that's not because the other one's not believed by shua, do we say that the second shua doesn't help, but rather I can't give it over. That's what he goes over here and has a whole discussion. Take a look. Ayin Mishnah Melech Chirikshon V'achar Shem Evi Edim Shenen Sapater came to Ani Gam Shuasa Shashen Lepotro. But bring Edim that it was Nena. So why can't the Shua of the second person, why can't that be useful? Came to Kol Yom Gabi Haba Mafkideh. That's the story also the Gemara quotes over here, which I didn't mention, but Anam Avavim Adal. That's the story with the Savta that the Gemara quotes on the bottom of the page, if you remember. That Yom Echad, Avkidinu L'Gabi Chaminayu, Shama, you heard there was a chasana taking place. So he ran out to join the ranks of those who were Sameh Chasun V'Kala. And meanwhile, he gave it over to this Sapta. And of course, something happened. Now the question is, Shani Yosem, called Yom Anami Inu Gufayi, Gabadayi Sapta, Avkidayi. It was an ongoing, a daily kind of occurrence. Anyway, Abchaim says over here, look in the left-hand column, Banir Alom Bezev, he's asking, the Shua, and what's the problem? So the Mishnah Melech is bothered by the Rambam. Vanir Lomar, he says the following: Rab Chaim over here, the Ine Yikra Adin Shonu Kan Hu. The Halach is the Yisod Adin. The Chi Yeshua Shel Shmirah Zoh Moelad Bashua Tashomer Hashem Lipatu Al Yoda. When do we say the second Shomer could become Potter? Umekayim Bezet Din Shua Tashomim Ushua Tashedi Beemet Shkulahi Bedino Kishua Tarishon Neshem Niftarim. Im Lo Mitaim Dabayim Mechol Lomar Hech Lomar Hemeli Beshua. Vehech Dabayim Kol Yom Gabe Sheni Avim Avkedei. They give it over to that person every day. Does the Motzi Amri Hech Lomar Hemeli Beshua? Shabbat Mahdi Gam Shua Sasheni. Came the Bevis of Shani Hi Meshua Sashom Berishon. What's the difference between the Shua of the second and the Shua of the first? Vinei Haris Apashim. The Zohar Rakei Chasha Shem Rasheni Gam Mechuyi Beshua Zu Kamar Rishon. He's also obligated. Ubedinu Dinishba Osa Beshua Kihai Who the Havidina Shin Torah Bashnayam came to Makam Bash West Hashem, Avalechat Hashem Hashem Nipatu Mishua, Velabidin Udishinish Bosa, he's not taking a Shua Mikra Din, Ozvadi Shua Zu and Mel Dipata, but the Shua Shin Medina, Vadi and Mel Dipata, the Mahavaz Shua. The act of the whole Shemesh Masal Shem, Avashem Hashem, Din Shom Rebe, the whole Mili, Verami Gamalech Yeshua Zu Shashom Shanansa, he's also Chayiv in a Shua, that it was Nanas, that's what Shom and take, three Shuas. Shal Pashabo, Shal Shach Bayad, that's what there's a Shua the Isa of the Shua Sashom. The Alken Abedina, the Gamma Shem Ravisha, Mitha Beshua Zul Shal Hasheni, Imlo Mishum Taima, Dechel Mevli Beshua, Shazel Esa, Hechel, the Chalyom Gabi Havam Afki, Ufize, Beshom Mesach Hashem Asal Hashem Echinam, Beshom Mesachar, Harry Pot B'nei B'Aveda, Imkein, Ha'ein Michlal B'din Shuas Hashem Shalom, only till B'nei B'Aveda, The Abed Torin Tanis Onis, Ein Zeh Agorim Tura, Mev Lesbech Yeshua, Imkein, Unimtza, The other Meshavachinim Shinesh Pashin Ensa, Hach Mitzah Shua Shalom Hashadiba, Anensa Shua Satsmo, it's his own Shua, he has no connection to that. Blah Medino Nishbar Sav, anyone else he put up, Medino, McCain, now the Shomer Rishon of Shomer Sachar, is Chai Beshua Shin Ensa, Lo Yuchal he put up Shua Adi Hashem, the second one can't help him, because that's not part of his bailiwick. Yalzeh Shepasig Aramam, that the Shomer Rishon is Chai Beshua Shin Shua Sashaini, I every day gives it over him, it doesn't make a difference, because Meikra Adin is lacking in the second Shua, because it's not a Mikra Din. But then he goes on to say, and you'll have to trust me, that's what he says over here, that this halacha is part of the Din. It's not a chisar in the Shua, but it's a chisar in the Shmira. That's what he says over, if you look on the next page, page 23, at the top of the page, he says it pretty clearly. Al-Kain, line number 4, Ein acher poter es chavero, Hashem ken hachat Hashem, Hashem hu tachta d'rishon, וזהו גם כן יסוד הדין, ושרון הבא עם לום, עד מהם זה בשועה, ואין זה טיימר בדין ישועה, כי מדין ישומר הוא דה בדין אוכי, זה דין אין שומר, דין יוכל למצוא חוב השועה, דה שומר השן ליפות על ידו, you can't transfer that שועה to the second party, came in the heichel on the heavenly Yeshua, I don't believe that guy, we came in the list of Mechob HaShua Meile, and Shua Sachem, or you live to Al-Khabero, that's what the Rambam's Mechadish, he calls it, below Garla Shmirasa, but if Garla Shmirasa, that's called Pshia, If you are Megareh the Shmira, that's called an act of Shia, but the Miftah Arishim sells a Shem HaSheni, and the Megla, even though the Shem HaSheni is called the Shomer, but the halacha is you can't transfer it to the other Shomer, and therefore that's called that's considered to be, Rav Chaim says here, an act of Shia. The question is, I mean, is this the Pshat in the Rambam? Is this the Pshat in the Gemara that, Heichel Omehem Leib Yeshua? I mean, I would have compared to something else. There's a Mishnah, also at the end of we saw it in Bava Kamma. Namely, there's a distinction where a person comes and says, "I owe him money," and I say, "Eni odem praticha." So the Mishnah is mechal between "Eni odem nischayavti." Then, of course, you're not responsible. But "Eni odem praticha," you are responsible. To me, it sounds like this is like "Eni odem praticha." Something like that, exactly. Exactly. That's what I would have said, Pshat, over here in this Rambam, but he doesn't say that, Rav Chaim, so what can I do? It also the solution here, Poshea Gomer. I mean, I thought that would be the distinction, or maybe even I would say, Mitoch Shein Yochel Lishava Meshalim. I'm not in a position to swear, because my Kesher, that's what Rav Chaim did explain. I have no Kesher to that Shua. The first guy is the one that upon him devolves the Chiyav Lishava, but not upon me, so Mela. The truth is that the Shuas HaShomrim, the Ikar Shuas HaShomrim is the Eilu B'Shusam, that the item is not in my possession. That's the main Shuas. The other two Shuas that are Shalom Pashati, Shal Shachti Bayad, I would call that Midin Gilgul Shuas. So if the first Shomer cannot swear Eilu B'Shusam, so then there's no Shuas Eilu B'Shusam, maybe there's no Din of Gilgul, you'll put them all the Shuas here also. The first Shomer can, if he swears Eilu B'Shusam, And so he can't swear all the other shuas. I mean, I don't understand the whole Rambam. He said something here, Rav Chaim, which I'm not sure I fully grasp what he wants, but it seems to me it's much more pashut that there's still, as you said, the kind of the chiluk between a personal liability, and I think that's the real pshat in the Rambam if you understand that. Okay.
Question about the Avelis. Is it okay for my wife to marry after Shloshim Tishtav?